Hi, diary. It's Crashly Grenadine, but you already knew that because you're my diary. You know everything about me. It's been a weird week. I did do life-saving surgery on Dragline, but I don't feel like I got a ton of credit for it because everyone was like, oh, the bundle grab, which I guess is important. I mean, one good thing is that me and Adam like really cemented our friendship in a grown-up way over Dragline's almost corpse. And I feel good about that because it's like I have a boy who's my friend, but he's not my boyfriend. He's just like a real friend like you would be with a girl or anyone else, but he's like a guy. So I feel really grown up and mature about that. But speaking of boys, my boyfriend Derek, who's obviously amazing, he's like an angel, and his chest, I saw it and I haven't gotten to talk to him about it yet, but I need to. I also need to talk about the fact that he didn't hold my hand in the car on the way back. So we need to DTR. That means to find the relationship. You already know that. You're a journal. Anyway, I'm feeling a little weird about everyone, but hopefully they're going to be like, good job, Crashly. You saved Dragline. And I'll get some credit for it, even though nobody cares about Dragline. She sucks. Goodbye, diary. Love you like a sister.
Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of faraway friends and nearby nuisances. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott. My character is Shamanda Felt, the initiate. And, you know, guys, I'm sorry for leaving y'all, but I had to go.
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdoch, and I play Adam Miller, the mundane. And I'm just happy to be a cool, regular, fun teenager who also may be joining a cult.
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine, the Chosen, and I guess now I'm a surgeon, but don't tell my mom because then she'll make me go to medical school. Do not tell her.
Hi, I'm Claire Linick. I play Susan Wexler, the expert, and demons see me in their nightmares and their dreams, and one time at a Shopko.
Hi, I'm Alan Linick, and I play Derek Fleifer, the Divine. And I cannot wait to tell Mrs. Grenadine how good Crashly did at surgery.
Where we left off, everybody returned to Haverford in not the best emotional states. Everybody is very separate from each other, probably even more so than you were before you went down to Rhinelander, which is surprising because at that point, you guys hadn't seen each other in a month. But somehow the trip down to Rhinelander did not bring you guys together. It just sort of served to further push you apart. You came back to news of different things. Adam met some new interesting people from the great internet Mersenne Prime search. Shamanda made a connection with Evan, and that is not saying nothing because he is a good looking kid. But also she found out that while she was gone, the dolls made a deal with the Chamber of Commerce, allowing them into the dojo and the workings of the dojo. Susan is being affected by something that she's not quite sure what it is or what the ramifications of that are. And now I'm just doing a rundown of each and every person, which is a little bit needless. Crashly feels unsupported and Derek feels lost. Where I want to start us off, though, is this. Shamanda, you are at school. Today is kind of a big day at Queen Latifah's School for Gifted Girls. It's the end of the day, and it's a pretty big day because the cast list for the spring performance is going to be put up. Now, here's the thing. The school district just puts up one performance for both high schools. So both high schools participate. This is a huge question. What production is being put up?
This is absolutely triggering from all the productions I should have been in high school. Dang, we're doing a production of...
And if you want to go to the other performers at the table, if you guys want to brainstorm, you're welcome.
No, this is all you.
But
I guess first and foremost, here's my question. Is it a musical or is it a straight play?
One show of the year and they just do a straight play?
No, this is just the spring. Yeah, this is just the spring performance. That there makes was sense. A fall performance.
I have a petition I'd like to set up to the school district as soon as possible. This is so much pressure. One show, do it all. We're going to do a production of Company.
Yes. Yep. You're right.
And I want to play Bobby.
I don't know.
Okay.
What is Company?
Steven Sondheim.
Steven Sondheim.
It's just a musical.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know a lot about Company, but I luckily have a computer in front of me. And I know the general, it's a lot of patter songs.
Yeah. It's a bunch of couples hanging out. And there's one person who's always single and he's trying to figure out why. And all his coupled up friends are telling him the goods and the bads of relationships.
I love it. Now,
perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is Company.
Really, it is really perfect. Yeah. So, and Shamanda has had her fingers crossed for Bobby, right?
Oh my God, dream roll.
Shamanda, here is what we're going to do.
You got to roll for it.
And I'm trying to decide what it is. And I'll turn to the table on this. There are three different traits that I could see being it. One would be charm, obviously, is like pretty important in a performer. Cool also seems like you want it, especially for your lead, you want that. But also weird. Makes sense, especially for a thing. So I want to see.
I feel like it's cool.
I think it's weird.
I think you got to take all of them and add them together.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love it.
Even though most of them are minuses for you, probably.
Oh, are they all minuses?
No, my cool is minus one.
Okay.
Okay.
And what's your charm?
This is my escape because it's like I've been so stressed out about all this other stuff. Yeah. So charm is one, cool is negative one, and weird is two.
Yeah, so you're going to roll and you get to add two to it.
So nervous.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Five.
Ooh. Five total.
Yeah. I rolled a one and a two.
Oh my god.
Oh shit. Wait, how did you shit the bed at this audition?
Oh yeah. Oh no.
Oh no. I wore shorts.
Oh no.
Oh my god. Miss Stapleton hates that.
She's always saying dress for the job you want.
Mm. Here is a question then. A few other questions.
Are you okay?
This is hilarious.
Oh, I do love the idea that everyone walked out of the audition was like, man, Shamanda freaking killed it in there. But what was with the shorts?
Did anybody else audition for the musical?
No, but I sat in the audience and cheered for Shamanda.
Great. I love it.
I want to be on the tech crew.
Okay, so Crashly, you are in tech. Do you want to roll to see what position in tech is?
Yeah, because I want to be the stage manager.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. So stage manager, though, I think those are different skills.
Yeah.
You don't want charm, cool, and weird for a stage manager.
You want sharp or tough.
You want sharp, tough, but you also want cool.
Yeah.
That's true.
So we're going to have you add together your cool, nice. Sharp, and tough. So
that'll be a two.
Okay, great. Cool. So roll.
Oh, I thought you meant your manager, too.
I got a 10.
Hey.
Yes. So I'm the stage manager.
We're looking at our new stage manager here.
Thank you.
Adam Miller, are you?
I don't think so. I think Adam's in a funk and has been in a funk.
Adam hasn't even really been around. Like, he's been at school, but like as soon as the bell rings, he's
gone. Adam, you're going to risk Shamanda being in the same production as like maybe Evan and not.
Well, Evan
yourself?
Lives in Rhinelander, yeah, so that would be really tough.
That's so fair. He's got a front row
but Paul
ticket.
Already.
Yeah.
Paul.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Paul. But no, Paul, honestly, Paul isn't auditioning either. Mm-hmm. And honestly, the weirdest thing about it, you guys have seen Paul and Adam have been hanging out.
Yeah.
Don't they hate each other, Crashly?
Yeah, they hate each other. That's weird.
Hate is such a strong word.
Actually, I should talk to Adam about it. We're like pretty close friends. So like, I'll give him a call about it.
Yeah. And the only other question I have before we move on is Dragline auditioning or in being involved with this musical.
I think Shamanda audition, Dragline audition.
But she's only 12. She's not allowed.
You're only 12.
No, I'm 14.
She's
I look
got a special.
This is what
like
Crashly was doing
it.
The entire
she's
audition.
Not, oh, wow.
She should not be allowed. She's in seventh grade.
Sitting behind the casting table, like whispering to the teacher.
Yeah.
And before I roll, I do have a question.
Yeah.
Did Shamanda not make the production at all, or did she get past a very bad part?
Mm-hmm.
I will answer it now. You're right. Shamanda definitely got a part, but she did not get the part that she wanted. I will tell the rest, but I want to see what your role is.
Okay,
first.
And so I'm doing
so
charm,
you're doing charm, cool, and weird.
Okay.
What was it?
Oh my God.
Is it 12? Is it a 12?
It's an 11.
I got 11.
My God. Okay.
Now, wait a second. As Dragline, if you want, I could switch dice.
No, this is fun.
No, this is good.
Engaging.
both make total sense to me.
Sometimes you roll back.
Unless anything else happens, Dragline absolutely got the role of Bobby.
And is Rashaan like the swing or understudy?
Yeah.
For Dragline?
Alternately.
Oh my gosh. Oh my.
That hurts.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you got your own role, but you are the Bobby understudy.
Oh my God.
Now, Dragline could absolutely use Dragline's ability to switch dice. But here's the other thing. Dragline, Shamanda left when you took a Bondelgrab bud for Shamanda, and then when you woke up, she was gone.
Don't look at me while you wake up.
So I do have a question before anything else. I have a question about that, which is, I don't want to necessarily experience the moment, but I do want to know what happened when Dragline showed up back at the dojo, because Shamanda was already there. Presumably, the other dolls would have asked about your mentee, Dragline.
After they ambushed me?
Yeah, I think absolutely.
And blindsided me?
I think absolutely they would have been like, where is Dragline?
Why is Mr. Voorhees
Vermes?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Why is this guy, excuse me, sir, sorry for mispronouncing your name all these years.
I don't care.
Exactly, you don't care. So why... You know what? Dragline is a very confident young woman, and if she's learned anything at the dojo, is that she can take care of herself.
Okay, so you just kind of generally, it sounds like you basically say, this is how I'm teaching Dragline.
Yeah, and yeah. I think Dragline like came in and did her same routine of like pouring Shamanda Sprite and like getting it ready, but she usually would stand by the freezer and let it chill for like 15 minutes mm-hmm. to make it like...
Wait,
good.
You would stand by the freezer?
Yeah, Dragline would like stand by the freezer and be like, okay, and like get her stopwatch and wait 15 minutes. And she didn't do it this time. She poured the Sprite.
You just had surgery.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then had a road trip back immediately after surgery.
With Crashly.
It feels room temperature.
Dragline.
Dragline keeps the role of Bobby, and she auditioned with, I could never really sing.
Oh, great. Okay, so not knowing company well enough, what role were you given?
At least get to sing the Ladies Who Lunch song.
Okay.
Cloris Leachman played. Oh my gosh, now I'm blanking on my history.
Yeah, I'm trying to look through. Ladies Who Lunch is by Joanne.
Yeah, she's like the drunk, bitter wife of.
That fits.
Yeah. Yeah. My real audition song in college.
Oh.
I booked zero parts.
Yeah.
So this feels like when I didn't get the witch in Into the Woods in real life. Oh, this feels very pointed. I love this.
Yeah. So that's who you booked. You booked Joanne, which is definitely better than like booking like Kathy, like Bobby's girlfriend.
Yeah. Just the flight attendant.
Yeah.
Great song, but.
And.
Not the role you want.
Mm-mm. The second lead is Sarah, it looks like, is the next on the cast list, who is married to Harry, and that even further salt in the wound. So above you on the cast list is Serena Ladd, who you might remember from the camp debacle with the lust demon. She broke her leg.
Oh, she's an asshole.
Called Crashly a virgin.
Oh, that's right.
She is,
which wasn't even true.
Right. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. So she's doing that. Now, here's another question. Dragline, there is a character in this musical that plays Bobby's on again, off again partner. Is there anybody that Dragline has a crush on in the high schools?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay. Yep. That's Tom.
Can I make a suggestion of who it
might
be? Oh,
please do.
What if it's Tony Barrett, the prankster who told you about protein spills?
Or told Miss Wexler.
Told Miss Wexler, yeah. Tony Barrett. Let's do Tony Barrett for sure.
That's me, Tony Barrett.
Because yeah, great. I feel like Dragline is just like very attracted to like a commanding presence.
Absolutely. Which Tony Barrett.
Tony Barrett.
I drive my dad's truck.
How does she know all these high schoolers? What is going on?
Look, it's a small town.
Yeah.
Oh.
I also would imagine that Dragline got skipped a couple of grades.
Oh, so yeah. She's in ninth grade?
I think so.
Wow, is she smarter than Crashly, do you think?
Oh, my God.
She's taking AP classes already.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah, AP Mandarin. It's not like,
that
whatever.
Sounds
it's really,
pretty wild.
It's really hard.
Way more impressive.
It's really hard. It's hard. It's a hard class.
So, as you are scanning the list, Serena goes... I'm so glad that you get to make the cast, you know, after this short debacle. It's going to be really fun working with you.
Yeah, is your leg healing up nicely? There's a lot of dancing in this number.
I'll be fine. Don't worry about it. It's just fun to have you in the cast. Can't wait to work with Dragline. She's a real star.
5, 6, 7, 8.
And then she turns and you see Dragline there just like doing that in the corner. What takes place?
Dragline, you're looking strong. Good. I heard you through the walls. That audition was great.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I had a lot of time to practice it when I was recovering in bed.
I'm going to be real with you. I did it all for the Nookie. I'm so sorry. You have to understand it's part of my past. I'm trying to grow as a person, but, you know, when I see something I want, I'll leave.
What's frustrating about this is I usually write down everything you say, and I have to write this down now.
I've missed you. And I hold her hand.
Oh.
We hold hands. And
okay. So
and I'm like, actors, you're needed in your seats.
This seems like a moment then where Shamanda, with that reaching out and saying, I've missed you and stuff, are you trying to offer support or comfort? Or is this a deal with the feels moment?
Yeah, I would say so. Because if Dragline does poorly, it's a reflection on me.
Right.
Mm.
So go ahead and roll plus weird.
11.
Great. Yeah. So you totally do. You guys reconnect on this. Dragline, you can remove all conditions that you have if you have any emotional conditions. There's not a place on our sheets for these, so we just will need to write them in. Also, listeners, this is our first time recording in person. So,
yeah.
I'm touching Jeff's shoulder.
It's my shoulder. It's my right one.
It's very exciting.
I'm touching the keeper.
Ooh, I got touched.
My Claire. Jesus.
Oh my God. I'm watching Claire touch Alan.
Yeah. We all were. But so also, we're just getting used to that. So we have printed out sheets, and so we're adjusting.
And real dice.
Mm-hmm. And real dice.
I mean, I'll tell a secret. I was actually using real dice when we were playing.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Scandal.
We'll try to Foley some dice work into it.
Skiggity, kaggity, kiggity.
But
what did I mark down? I'm so sorry. What was the last
one? Emotional condition.
Yeah, we just don't have a spot for emotional conditions, so we'll just have to write down what they are and track them. But, Shamanda, as a result of this, of helping out your mentee, you will also get a plus one on your next roll. This, like, moment with Dragline really does this. And I think this isn't fully heal the divide, but, like, a lot of water just went under the bridge you two, which is good because you guys need to make your way to the dojo. So you're walking over there. As you move over there, let us look over. I'm curious, Adam, what's life been like for you?
Honestly, pretty freaking good.
Yeah, what are you up to?
Oh, I'm hanging out with my girl, Jenny, or Genesis, as we call her. And Paul DeBello's there, too, but he's really changed, too. And actually, he's really awesome. I think Paul DeBello kind of rocks.
Yeah, you've been having a lot of fun times. So had anybody tracked you, they would have noticed you've been going in and out a lot of the experimental physics wing of the Mystery County Technical College.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to college now. So yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, sure. Not for credit or anything.
No. I bought a sweater, though, so I have a Technical College University.
Now, here is a question I have for you. Have you gotten the chip?
The chip.
Yeah, so Paul DeBello has behind his ear a microchip that you saw, that he seems to have some, like, polyglot linguistic abilities from it. He can speak in other languages and stuff. Have you reached the level? But he's also like firmly inside the great internet Mersenne Prime search, which is broadly when you entered into it, there was Dr. Einajar there and he was like, my boy, welcome to the great internet Mersenne Prime search.
Hey, doc.
And he was like, I understand this is probably unusual for you as you see all this magnificent world ahead in front of us and around us. Mm-hmm. Please come along, Genesis. Show this young man into his new destiny. She takes you down into the experimental physics wing. There's like,
this is cool. So tell me about this, Genesis.
And she's like, totally. I'm trying to decide if I want Aaron to do it or not.
Welcome back, Genesis.
What? Is that Tommy Barrett or Tony Barrett?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and Genesis. Genesis is like, we're using cutting-edge technology to find the largest Mersenne primes ever discovered, using computing power available to us from computers across the internet and also the computing power of the human brain.
Wow.
I'm glad you didn't have me say that because I didn't know it.
It would be pretty difficult for you to. And she's like, someday, maybe if you show yourself as fully committed to it, we'll bring you into the project. But for now, just enjoy looking around and honestly doing experiments. The world is your oyster.
Yeah. I like oysters.
Do you want to experiment on one?
Yeah, sure. Do you want to?
Totally. I love experimenting. Follow me.
Okay.
She takes you into a room. Genesis is like an adult person, right?
Genesis is the equivalent of a freshman in college.
Ah, perfect. Okay.
Yeah. So she's a little bit older. Is that fair to you, Aaron?
Yeah, I thought she was about 24, but let's say she's like 18, 19.
I mean, she's an AI, so she's actually like...
She's ageless.
Oh, she's actually like 90 days old.
Yeah, and she's like optimal health looking, a grown up.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait.
Fully mature.
Like a futuristic looking person, android.
She just looks like a person is the thing.
So nobody realizes.
We all know as players, because we experienced it, and Aaron dropped the bomb on us, that Genesis was an AI in our public access episode. But no characters know that.
Yeah, gotcha.
She's just this beautiful young woman possessed with a can-do attitude.
I love it.
And a penchant for literalness in language.
And no appetite for food.
And zero appetite.
But her hair is so shiny.
It's really remarkable.
What is Genesis put in her hair?
I don't know.
Raw eggs.
Raw eggs.
And Adam, what is the first experiment you do
at the
experimental physics wing?
First, and it could be any experiment.
Truly anything you want to do.
I mean, I think Adam is like such a teenager. He's going to be like, let's really combine some Coca-Cola and some Pop Rocks and see how big an explosion we can make.
And Genesis is like, wow, I love that idea. Let's combine them. And then you guys do, how big of an explosion do you make?
It's insane. It's kind of dangerous, actually.
Actually, roll plus sharp.
Okay.
Does that blow up? I know Coke and Mentos blow up.
That is a 7.
It's okay.
Wow. Adam is wild, though.
Yeah.
I did that?
And Genesis laughs, and she's like, yeah, you can do anything, Adam.
Yeah, I, Adam, can do anything.
That's right. She puts her hand over yours, and she looks at you, and she's like, I'm really glad you came.
I'm really glad you came, too.
Thanks. I am, too. This is fun.
Yeah.
You should come back tomorrow.
I mean, I'll come back every day this week. That would be so cool. I love science.
Yeah, and you do. You start going every day, doing different experiments and things like that.
Yeah, mostly soda-based.
Yeah. and with Paul, with some of the other people, Dr. Einajar doesn't really work with you that much. He's often in his office. But yeah, that is your experiment. Is just, you kind of just start spending all of your time. Derek, you notice Adam's coming home very late after school. Diane was worried at first, but then when she found out that he was doing something like academic related, totally thrilled.
I'm in college, Mom.
And she's like, again, not for credit, but yes.
Who cares? Do we do everything for credit? I mean,
Adam. I'm just so proud of you. And I'm so excited that you're finding something that you're interested in.
I know.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, Dirk.
Hey.
And she's like, and don't worry about me, Adam. This is great. It's given Byron and I a lot of time to connect and stuff. And honestly, it's given me a lot of time to get to know Derek better, which is great because you just brought home this foreign exchange student to live with us. And we haven't really had time to hang out. And I have to say, Derek, you're a great kid.
I am.
Yes.
And Byron's been over here a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't need to know about all that.
I mean, most days of the week, I would say.
Sure.
Sometimes he even sleeps over here.
Okay, yeah. Well,
Diane starts blushing.
There's like a big picture of him.
Oh my gosh, that's where my picture used to be, Mom.
Oh, you'll love where your new picture is.
Where is it, Mother?
The bathroom.
What?
It's
the master bathroom.
Oh, okay.
It's so I see you first thing in the morning.
That's actually pretty sweet, Mom.
Yeah. Derek, how has your week with Diane been?
Honestly, pretty cool.
Yeah, this is the most you've spent with like an adult human woman.
Yeah.
Especially, you've never been mothered before.
No.
So, like, what is the best part?
It's kind
of
fun.
Of it?
Like, I don't know. She just, like, does stuff.
Yeah,
like,
what's your favorite
I keep
thing?
Trying to, like, beat her to mothering. we've both been, like, inching back when we wake up in the morning so we can be the one to make breakfast. It's become, like, a strange competition.
Yeah, Diane's struggling at this point, waking up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but I'm just, like, 4 o'clock. I don't even set an alarm. Like, 4 o'clock rolls up and my eyes just... pop open and I like lurch out of bed and like hootie doo down to the kitchen.
I think there was like a day like Thursday of this week where she like finally woke up and came down and she was like sat you down and was like, Derek, I really love what you're doing here. Doing nice things for another person shouldn't be a competition. We should just do them for each other. So if you really love making breakfast, you're welcome to. But also sometimes I like to make breakfast for you.
Oh, I've been taking that away from you.
No. Well,
wow.
I suppose in a way, yes. But I know in Canada, maybe things are different. But here in Mystery County, we like to do a thing where it's just like, sometimes I do a nice thing for you, and sometimes I let you do a nice thing for me.
Yeah. I guess Adam was right. I'm helping too much.
No.
And I push my chair back, and I get up, put my head down, and I just like...
And Derek, you experience a hand on your shoulder as you're walking, and she's like...
That's my move.
And she says, hug?
Sure. I love hugs.
And she gives you a hug, and she's like...
Wow.
Just gives you a hug.
Wow, we're the same height.
And as she's like going to walk away, she says, also, just to be clear, I love your breakfasts.
Really?
They're very good.
Yours are also pretty good.
Oh, thanks. I mean, I do think there's a difference in scale because you make 5 or 6 course breakfasts and I just make pancakes.
Well, hey, Diane, you can't blame yourself. I mean, I've been doing this a lot longer than you.
She laughs. She's like, okay, sure. All right. And is like, that must, again, you Canadians, your sense of humor is wild to me. Anyway, I'm going to shower.
Okay.
And then I'll take you into school?
Sure.
Great. You get to pick the radio today.
Yes. We're going to listen to my favorite radio station.
What is that?
It's the talk show.
The talk show.
The talk show?
Yeah, the talk show.
Yeah, yeah. So what is the call sign?
It's WXMC, I think.
Yeah, WXMC.
It's a crank morning show where people from all over Mystery County and like the surrounding areas call in to talk about like cryptids and shit they've seen around town. Because
that's great.
There's so many in Mystery County.
There's so many sightings.
Mm-hmm.
And you have that. And so while all that's happening, I guess the other question, or the other person we should check in with is Susan. Obviously, Susan, you are kind of a wreck.
Yeah.
You have not been getting restful sleep for almost 2 weeks. You wake up and it feels like you have been up for hours talking.
Yeah.
Even though you closed your eyes, you went to sleep. You keep hearing this like chirp of a cell phone in your ear, but nobody else hears it. Things are just weird. You're also, the other thing that is starting to happen is you keep feeling like you can see something out of the corner of your eye, but there's nothing there. And you realize it's your third eye. And you just, anytime you turn to look, there's just nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been doing?
So I haven't went to like freak Crashly out. Mm-hmm. So I have just been like going into my bedroom at 10 and like reappearing at like 6. But it's the same thing where like no sleep, nothing. I'm reading what I can in my books about it, but I'm going to guess not very helpful, especially since most of my books are gone. So I'm reading up at night and everything and like kind of just going through like humanoid motions. I at first think for Crashly and maybe just for me because I'm a little freaked out by it.
Yeah. This morning is rougher than most. Crashly, you experience Susan starting a conversation with you that you've already had this morning.
Yikes.
So what conversation is that?
It's about the school play.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and she asked me what part I got. And I'm like, Susan, I'm the stage manager. It's the most important part.
And I like just tell her again about the time that I was in our town.
Yeah.
Yeah. She just like a little bit glazed, no awareness, tells word for word the story she just told.
I want to do Destiny's play thing.
Okay.
Because I want to find out, because it seems to me like I can tell something's up.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I'm putting on a great show.
So for Destiny's playthings, at the beginning of each mystery, which we are currently at a new mystery, roll plus weird to see what is revealed about your immediate future.
I got a 5.
A 5? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Not
so
great.
Something bad is going to happen to you. Let me think through here. Let's see. I'm trying to remember how we established how this works last time you did this.
I did not fail the last time. So I think...
Oh, no. Yeah. Last time it was about the Bondelgrob.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, Crashly, the way that this is going to work is I have to pull up my questions here. 1 second. Crashly, you have another fit. Crashly, you're sitting on a stool at the island in the condo and you just fall to the ground in a clatter and you wake up. You are in like a vague gray space that you have come to associate with being inside somebody else's mind.
Mm.
This person from the future, the chosen one who is destined to be the last defense for keeping the universe going, is there sitting cross-legged. And she is concentrating very hard. Will you describe what she looks like?
Yes. She has dishwater blonde hair parted in the middle, like about down to her elbows. And she has kind of like a weathered, strong face. And she is strong. Like, she looks strong. Not necessarily healthy, but...
How old would you?
I mean, this is like a Dust Bowl situation. So I would say like anywhere from like 25 to 50.
Great. And she's there. She's concentrating. And you can see she's concentrating on maintaining like stillness and presence. And she's like, I just want to talk.
Okay.
This has not been working. And I want to get to know you better. And she introduces herself. What's her name?
I was going to say Mashley.
Great. So
I think that's her name.
Wait, so every past life has distinct different names, but going forward, she just has a rhyme of your own name.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, her name's Mashley.
Okay, great.
Not necessarily everyone, but her name's Mashley.
No, yeah, right. Her name is Mashley.
Just a weird coincidence.
She introduces herself. She's like, hi, my name is Mashley. We're connected.
Mashley?
Imagine naming someone and then making fun of their name.
That's just weird because my name's Crashly. At least that name makes sense.
She looks
mashed potatoes?
She looks so annoyed. And she's like, I told her this wouldn't work.
Told who?
And she's like, I just want to get to know you better.
Mashley?
How did you deal with it when you got taken over?
Oh, like by past lives?
No. I'm used to that.
Oh, the demon?
No. Wait, has it not happened yet?
What are you talking about? Yeah, I got possessed by a demon. It wasn't great. Got my first kiss. Kind of sucked. I beat up this guy.
Yeah, no, I know about that. But I was talking about when Tam... Wait, so... Okay, what? And she turns like she's asking somebody a question and it just goes away. And you are back.
Ashton Kutcher?
And you are back. You're on the floor. Susan hasn't noticed that you fell over.
Oh, no.
Susan. Wow, Susan. Wow.
Or, well, let me ask. Susan, it sounds like Susan maybe noticed.
I feel like I would notice it. Maybe roll I didn't handle it perfectly.
Honestly, yeah, roll for it.
Okay.
Okay. Sharp.
We'll do sharp. Roll plus sharp.
Oh, you're all going to feel silly because I got a 9.
I do feel
great.
Silly.
Uh-huh. Susan, you notice it. You have the worrying thing that this is the second time that you've noticed it. Like, really, you have a moment where you come back and realize, like, oh, I still haven't done anything about this.
Yes.
Where you just kind of zoned out for a little while.
Okay. And, well, I'll wait for Crashly's to be done.
Yeah. So this is that moment. This is Crashly's moment is done. She's coming out of her fit.
Okay. I think this is, like, the, like, kick and the push that Wexler needs to fix what's going on with her.
Okay.
I think, like, her worry for Crashly will supersede. What I would like to do, and maybe I should have done this long ago, looking back, honestly, I think I made it clear that I think the books are at Barb's old apartment, but could I roll preparedness to find out where the books are for sure?
Yes. Yes, you can.
This seems like a simple fix that I maybe should have done episode one.
And is there a tunnel from Barb's place to your...
Oh, yeah.
To the lair.
The lair.
Oh, the lair.
Yeah. So to Queen Latifah's.
Yeah.
What is the moment between Crashly and Susan in this? So, Crashly, you come out.
Wake up. Wake up, Buttercup. It's okay. Hey, no, just stay. Rest easy.
Well, I was getting punked.
No.
Mashley.
No, Mashley. Oh, no, you don't know what you're saying.
Who's Tam?
I don't know a Tam. You're Crashly.
I know. I'm Crashly. I just talked to someone named Mashley.
Oh, no. We maybe got to get Derek over here to help you.
Okay.
Like a human. Oh. I'm going to text Derek. Assuming she needs healing, I would guess is my...
I'm getting a text.
Yeah, it couldn't hurt. Crashly didn't take harm from that or anything, but yeah, she's certainly...
In my mind, if she's saying Mashley instead of her, I feel like if Susan said that, she'd be like, we gotta fix this kid.
I think
up.
It totally makes sense.
Okay. I'm just going to send a text like...
I don't have a cell phone, so you're going to have to text AD.
Yeah.
Or I have
and I won't be doing that. So I'm going to text.
Adam has a cell phone.
Yeah, I'm going to text Adam.
You do have Byron's phone number.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, Adam or Byron.
Stir that pot.
And you know that Byron has been hanging out at Diane's house.
And I think I'm just like off enough that I'm like, this will show him.
Oh,
so what do you text? What do you text Ranger along?
Oh, I call Ranger along.
Oh my god! What time of morning is it?
It's 7:45.
Okay, great.
Oh my god!
And you hear a hello?
Hi, this is Susan Wexler.
And you hear it's Susan. I don't know. No, and you just hear like no. I told you we're not.
Actually, my friends call me Susie. And it's Susan Wexler to you.
Okay, Susan, what can I do for you? Sorry, I just woke up.
I would like to speak to Derek. Pass the phone, please, Byron.
What is happening?
Coming he's crystal like, clear on that Net Mobile.
And he's just like,
Net Mobile.
Net Mobile.
You can hear him talking, and you hear a shuffle, and then his cell phone gets passed, and you hear Diane's voice, and she's like, I'm sorry, who's calling?
This is Susan Wexler. Susan.
The janitor?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely the janitor.
What can I do? Why
I'm
do you
cleaning
want to talk to
up
Derek?
A mess. Tell Derek it's Susan Wexler and I want you to watch his reaction.
Can Shamanda roll an empath check from like miles away?
I don't think you even need to. You feel it, baby.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's like a nuclear bomb going off. Yeah, so she
wake
goes
up.
She walks.
My third eye is like blinking up and down.
Just streaming
like a bat
tears.
Signal in the sky. I'm like, I can't not look.
Wow.
Derek, Diane walks back from her bedroom back into the kitchen. This is like after, you guys have hugged everything.
Yeah, I'm making crepes.
And she's just like, nice. Derek, Susan Wexler is on Byron's phone for you.
Oh, for me?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
See that?
Okay. We need to talk about getting you on our family plan because I would really prefer if you need phone calls, that's fine. But just like, let's have them go to you or to the house phone. Okay.
Speed her up, Diane.
Okay.
And she hands you Byron's cell phone.
Hi, Susan.
Hey, babe. Susan Wexler here. Crashly's fallen and I thought you should maybe be.
I drop the phone and I start running.
Oh, my God.
Great. Yeah.
I drop it in the pan.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And you see as you're leaving, Byron coming in, like finishing tying off his bathrobe that's like a woman's silk bathrobe.
Yeah, it comes down to like his upper thigh.
And he's like, oh, my, oh, fuck, my phone. And he just.
You cussed. And I slammed the door. And I
Derek comes over. Susan, why don't you go ahead and roll preparedness?
Yep. And right after that phone call, just a crash. I'm like, now that's how you do it.
That's how you do it. You call the mother of one of your students.
Through her boyfriend. That's not your boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
It's 7:45 in the morning.
Oh, I nailed it. So 10 plus sharp.
Oh, I got... No, that's 8 plus 2 is 10. So
that's great.
I just have the books. Is that right? Should have done this a long time ago.
You have a book.
I'll take
Ooh.
It.
You have a book with you. Yes. It's a small volume that it looks like Paul, when he helped Barb take your magic books, that he missed one. So you do have one book of magic lore, but the rest presumably Barb took.
So because of preparedness, would I have a vague idea of where they are then? If I just have one, do I know where the others are?
Yeah. Well, so here's actually a great question that opens up a thing that we really haven't established at all. As characters, the last you knew, Barb Wexler was on the floor of the power plant when you changed the world. When the timeline reset, she was not there. That is the last contact that certainly the kids have had with her. Have you had contact with Barb since then?
I think I've just gotten like kind of nasty postcards.
Okay. Then yes, you've been getting nasty postcards from LMAO offices and headquarters around, signed like the number 5 Monster Hunter. So you know that she is involved with LMAO. So the answer is likely the books are at LMAO headquarters.
Okay.
Which you know is in the great garbage patch in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Gonna be hard to get those books.
It's gonna be a little hard to get those books. Unless you find a way to get there.
I'll find a way.
Yeah. But you have this one book.
I'm on a roll.
Yeah. You are. Hey, you're killing it in the social.
I found closure with my ex, and I'm about to get
closure.
My ex. Closure.
So you have this book. What are you trying to do with this one book? What are you looking for in it?
I'm going to start flipping through, and I think it's a dual situation. I would love to see anything on Crashly and my, because I guess, honestly, to me, it doesn't look dissimilar, like the passing out and everything. And like, we're both feeling a little off and everything. So I guess just looking for anything that rings with that.
Roll plus sharp. Let's do investigate a mystery.
Do it. You know what? Okay. It. Wow, it is a 9.
Okay, great. You can ask me a question and I will answer it honestly. And it is probably going to take you some extra work to uncover what the answer is, but you'll have access to it.
And what are the
And you don't need to worry about the specific questions. We're doing it a little differently. So you can just ask me a question and I will answer it. But you only get one question.
Is it cheating to ask what's wrong with us?
No. So I'll allow that in two part. Or so here's what I'll say. From reading through stuff and things, you discern there's very different things happening to the two
That's
of
helpful,
you.
Yeah.
So I guess here's what I'll say on that. Reading through stuff and things, you realize for whatever reason, when you guys reset the timeline and Derek made the adjustment to it that it would only last 100 years, like it would be on a 100-year reset instead of just permanently resetting, because he made that sacrifice to ensure that Layla wouldn't have to give up her life. It created a situation where the universe will need certain things to take place. And whereas before there was like different things to keep the universe running, it now seems that Crashly somehow, because of what Crashly's sacrifice was, Crashly is now bound up in that. And it seems like this is essentially a lore dump, but Crashly is incoherence in the universe, which is essentially a table is a table, a chair is a chair, all of those things. But there's always like a little bit of stuff where it's like, this information doesn't quite fit, doesn't quite make sense. And the universe just kind of simplifies it by putting all of that into a person. And that's Crashly. And that's why Crashly has like access to these past lives, is because it's just this continuation of like inchoate energy that thinks it's a person, which is what Crashly is. And what you have discovered.
That's a lot from this book.
What you've discovered over time and like working with Crashly and stuff, especially over the last few months, I guess probably this is the first time Susan's really realizing it, is Crashly is being contacted by her next life.
Okay.
And that next life is continually and repeatedly encountering the end of that 100-year limit and failing, and is trying to get information from Crashly the same way Crashly can go back. And until Crashly can give the right answers, we'll just keep failing. Okay. And is just experiencing failure over and over. And you realize that essentially Crashly is in this position where she doesn't have answers yet, but is the only one who can give the correct answers, if that makes sense.
No, that does make a lot of sense.
So you kind of learn like the ins and outs of Crashly's like chosen fate.
So I think, is Derek here?
Yeah, Derek shows up.
I'm just going to be like, and as they're coming over, I'm just like reading the book.
Yeah, I was just like my future self always trying to talk to me. And this time her name was Mashley. Dumb.
You know,
that's not even a real name.
I know. It's like mashed potatoes much.
Kids, I think we all just need to take a seat and maybe have a little chat.
I sit down.
I sit down, too.
And so Crashly's aware of everything I already know, or do I have a couple more pieces of the puzzle?
Crashly, you tell us.
I mean, I've pieced together that's my future selves. I've pieced together basically what you know. I don't know about being in incoherence.
Yeah, you don't know the ins and you have been referred, like Layla called you the incoherence and talked to you about that, but like a lot of shit was going on. So.
Right. I don't know what that means other than it's like a little bit rude. Yeah.
And when Miss Wexler starts talking, I interrupt by scooching my chair so I can sit closer to Crashly, but it makes like a loud like, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Against noise. Like the weird tile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm just, okay. Oh. Just sit right there. That's perfect. Right there is perfect. Thank you, Derek. So, Derek.
And then Crashly just scoots one time.
You know you're in trouble with me. We're going to get in the car and I'm going to be like, that chair bit.
Got me going.
So I'm going to be like, Derek, you've been around a long time, and Crashly, I always forbid our worst thing to as an adult, and I don't know how much of this is going to be new to you, old to you, but I think putting it, let's put it out on the table and look at it together. And I just lay out everything I know.
Great.
So I'm an incoherence who thinks I'm a person.
Wow.
And Derek, you know all of this. Like, this is like bedrock celestial order, how everything works.
It's okay, Susan. You can tell us the news.
I just did.
She just did, but... Oh.
No, Susan, you can tell us what you found out. Like, you don't have to recap all the stuff we already knew.
Okay.
And I hold Crashly's hand, and I look her in the eyes, and then I look Susan in the eyes, and I say, we're ready.
Then I guess, Derek, I have a question. What's going on with me?
Do I know?
Roll investigate a mystery.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if... Why not?
And so the answer to the question also, Susan, of like, what's going on with you? The extra work is you need to get your books back for you to get more information on what's going on with you. Because the book that you found essentially was just sort of like how the universe works.
And I've always kind of disagreed with that author.
Right. It is like by a monk. It is in very like Judeo-Christian stuff. It takes a lot of work to read between the lines. Yeah, totally. Derek, what'd you roll?
I rolled a 4.
Okay,
but
Derek.
I think I'm going to burn a luck.
No.
When I spend a point of luck as a divine, I get word that my mission requires something difficult that must be done by me alone urgently.
It's true. And your mission is?
My mission is protect Crashly Grenadine at all costs.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Always has been. Always has been.
What a good
so
boyfriend.
Hot.
So I'm going to come to that in a second, that part of it. But before that, your question, you have used a luck. So that means that you got a 12 on this. This is an investigative mystery. So that means you get an answer to your question and any follow-up questions you have. I will give you that information directly and fully. If that information isn't immediately available to you, I will tell you where you can go to get it.
Yeah. What's up with Susan? What's going on with her?
What's up with Susan?
Oh, also, I have a question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is a mechanical thing.
Yes.
So when you burn a luck, you transform a roll into a 12.
Yes.
If you failed that roll, so you don't, there's no like experience.
You don't get the experience for it. Yeah, that's the thing that you're giving up.
I was curious about that.
Same if someone helps you, you don't get the experience. If you got helped out and bumped up to success.
Mm. Got it.
Tyler said that a week ago, so I'm just making sure I said it.
Oh, okay.
I see that.
Do you remember? Did you see that I remembered?
I did. It's nice. I liked it.
I remembered it too.
Here's a question. Alan, how are you trying to determine that? Is Derek trying to determine that by like looking at Susan? Is Derek trying to do it using his sensitive thing to open himself up to the universe? Or are you just trying to pair it, like compare it against your cyclopedic knowledge of like celestial things?
Having witnessed the rise and fall of countless universes and the ebb and flow of the nature of time from its beginning to its end many times over. I'd like to cross-reference what she's experiencing against everything I've seen as a watcher.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, she's being haunted by something, but it's not really like a haunt. It's not a ghost or anything. Something is following her, essentially.
What is it?
Well, yeah, you're right. You get all the questions. It seems like, as she describes her symptoms of what she's been experiencing and things like that, you, I guess, here's how I'll do it. You smell something, an odious smell that you realize that you've smelt off and on a lot over the last month or two.
Oh, no.
You most recently smelled it very profoundly at the farm.
But the one who smelt it dealt it.
It is the scent of a demon. Do you recall the demon that you smelled?
I mean, Immortato was the demon that I smelled.
Right.
What the?
And then you forget.
Oh, I immediately forget that I smell it.
Yes, but you continue to smell it and it comes back and you can feel yourself forgetting and remembering and having that over and over. But
Wait a second.
Yeah, it is enough that you're...
I know you're...
Susan, you're watching Derek do this over and over.
And I watch him constantly lose his track of thought, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I clocked it there. I was about to say, I'm like, I'm not sure Susan would clock it, but she clocked that. So I'm going to...
I keep like reaching into my interdimensional space for the sword and then like letting go and dropping it.
Yeah.
Immortata. Immortata. Immortata.
Now, here is the thing, Susan. I'm going to need you to roll Act Under Pressure to see if you... And remember, you get to roll with sharp instead of cool to see if you're able to finish before you forget.
The dice are with me today. That's another 9.
Wow. Okay, great.
Now let's use my 12.
So,
but what did it cost?
Yeah, the Everything. Let's see. I'm going to give you worst outcome, hard choice, or a price to pay. Yeah, Immortata appears. He has his hand and arm completely kind of glooped around Crashly's neck. And he's in the space and he's like, what do you want?
Now you've been hanging around, huh?
It's nothing personal.
It's nothing personal.
Foul creature. From the depths you came and to there I will sail. What's going on?
He can still hear me, right? Like, even if I can't see him, I feel like I can see him. Okay.
Yeah. And you're like bearing down. You finished it. You finished your spell, which binds him a little bit and makes you, at least for the moment, immune to his powers, which also makes you realize, like, Susan, you have a flash from all of this of, like, Immortata has been standing next to you for months.
Yep.
He has been with you every moment of every day.
Oh.
She told him she'd be at the Apple.
She did tell him that. But it's since the universe reset, like about a week after that, he has just been there. And you know, as soon as this spell is over, you are going to forget that.
What is it you want? And I start, can I start writing this down? Is that too big of a cheat?
No,
no. If Susan Wexler knows it, she's going to start writing down.
Yeah, he's just like, look, babe, it's nothing personal, all right? I got paid to observe, send some texts about what I'm seeing.
Barb.
I don't reveal my employers.
It's Barb.
Let's just say somebody figured out how to turn off your immunity. Because you know that the whole reason of your ability to have a relationship with Immortata historically was you made yourself immune to his memory thing. That's why you've always been able to interact with him. And you realize somebody made that magic go away or used magic to reverse that. So he's been able to affect you. And he's like, but I mean, who knows? It could be anybody.
It could be Barb.
I mean, I don't know. I'm a.
How do I get
I mean,
you
I
off?
I don't remember.
How do you get me out? How do I get you off my back?
And you just...
Money?
Let's just say, you know, maybe you can't anymore because, you know, you invited me to do some things and you never followed through. Just sort of feels like Immortata's kindness has been taken advantage of one too many times. Let's just say I have a hurt feeling.
This is the most we've spoken in years.
Whose fault is that?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Wow.
Are you dating Barb now?
Ugh. Nobody dates Barb. His head like gloops over your shoulder down and puts his face in front of Wolf's face, just like empty void in front of you. And is like, nobody dates Barb. All right. You just have fun with Barb.
Wow. Not cool.
Not a cool take.
That's the problem with Barb is that attitude.
I don't have a problem with her. She pays well.
Oop. Whoops. Yeah. Whoops.
Slip a dip.
Tyler, here's a question. Does Susan know how to kill Immortata? Just a question that could be used and could not be used, but I just would like to know my...
I think the answer is...
I think he eats that.
No, the answer is no. You might be able to figure it out. You know what you would need to figure it out, which is
the damn bucks.
Yeah.
All right. If you're going to be sticking around, could you not do it in the secret anymore? Could you just be here?
Yeah, that doesn't violate the contract. I'm going to continue to send notes.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
All right. Sure. And he's like, are we good? We all good?
We're as good as we can be.
Are you good, little angel man?
Me?
Yeah.
Wait a second. I know you.
All right. Hey, this time I'm not going to do it.
Get your goopy body
she
off.
She invited me in.
You stop touching Crashly right now.
Yeah.
He stops touching Crashly.
Time to return to the hells from which you crawled, horrible, disgusting, stinky spawn. And I reach for my giant flaming sword.
Okay, great. You pull out the hodag.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh no.
Look
at him. Look when I touch his belly. Ow. Even that was cute.
Yeah,
and
you look to your right and Immortata is there also Gucci gooing.
Stop touching that.
Hey, she invited me here.
Who?
Well, listen, Susan. He's going to be here either way, so I thought, why not out of the shadows? And is that going to, this is Claire asking now, our voices are so similar.
Susan, you can't invite a demon into
a home? Excuse me, this is Claire speaking.
Claire, you can't invite a demon into a home?
Is this going to clear having him be out and about, is this going to clear my symptoms?
It seems likely. You realize part of it was when you opened your third eye, you made yourself extra vulnerable to Immortata's presence. So that's what was seeping through. With awareness of this, you could do a spell to like fix yourself up. Like you gave yourself an allergy, like a mental allergy is the equivalent. So you can fix that fairly easily with a spell now that you know what it is that's causing it.
And does Immortata have teleportation device?
No.
Okay.
You look on their person and sticking out of Immortata's Miami Vice blazer in the chest pocket, you just see a Razor cell phone.
So embarrassing.
And he's like, I am going to have to report. And he goes into...
Oh, and will you tell her that I said this and I shield my hands from the children and I just flip off Barb. Like, just like raise a middle finger, but the kids can't see it.
You're just saying hi.
And he's like, all right. And he boop, boop, boop. And then you hear the chirp of the cell phone, which you now are like able to look back and see that that has been happening every time is him sending that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, I think I'm not thrilled with you, but this is better.
All right. I'll sleep on the couch.
Can I vanquish him?
I think so.
And I'm like, Derek, no, don't. And I just do like a little wink.
All right, fine.
Derek.
Immortata moseys over to the couch and just gloops onto it. And it looks less like somebody leaning against the couch and more like a blanket being laid over the couch.
Aww.
It's just like a...
Don't
like,
awe him.
Yeah, it's not crowded. It's like
two bedrooms.
A little gross.
Agreed.
Yeah,
yeah. Honestly. This is a sitcom right here.
Crashly, I don't think you should stay here anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
We're. I'm not going back to my mom's.
Why not?
Because my mom sucks. And
oh, but me and her and get along so well.
Derek, you feel an
I'm living
angel
in
outside.
Oh, no.
A what?
An angel. Kind of. Not fully. You feel someone who was an angel.
Is it the
outside.
Actress?
No, honestly, damn, it was going to be Layla, but the possibility of it being Roma Downey is very delightful. I'm going to keep it Layla because I can't possibly do a Roma Downey accent to justify it in this moment.
I think you're selling yourself short.
And Roma Downey is a later stage big bad, so I want to,
oh
I mean,
God.
Wait.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
Exclusive.
You heard it here first.
Yeah,
Patreon.
We'll just have to cut that out.
Mystery County exclusive.
So... Derek, you feel Layla's presence outside the condo, in the sidewalk outside.
Oh, this is perfect timing. You can live with Layla.
I would do that.
Okay.
And you know, Derek, that presence is like, you're essentially being summoned.
Okay, come with me.
Okay.
Okay. And I grab Crash's arm and we run out of the house.
That great. Just me and Immortata.
Running just as fast as we can.
And saying Crash me and Immortata, I'm like, ugh. Yeah. And I gotta make a
is that from Company?
Great.
I wish.
Yes, oh. Susan starts making a quiche for Immortata, a quiche for two.
Ugh.
And presumably doing the spell to rid yourself of the...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so you will be resolved from that. Outside, you guys see Layla. Layla's wearing a simple kind of... Layla looks like an Appalachian Trail hiker.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Very granola crunchy stuff, like a full like hiker's backpack.
Khaki shirt.
She looks like healthy and happy. And she says, Derek, hello.
Hi.
Crashly, hi.
Hi.
I came because, Derek, you need to protect Crashly.
Yeah. No, I'm doing it.
Something is coming that is going to have grave effect. I don't know what, and I don't know why, but there is something called Tam. On its way.
I just talked to Mashley, LOL, about Tam. And she said Tam's going to take me over or something.
That sounds like something to be avoided.
I'm sorry, I'm still laughing about Mashley.
Mashley. Like,
that's so dumb.
So dumb.
I like it.
I obviously don't have connections to the broader scope of my abilities, but I can ascertain certain things. Something is dividing you two currently. Crashly, has something changed in your life? Are you going to be going away or devoting your time to something?
I'm a surgeon now. Like, I did a really good job at surgery. Is that what you're talking
maybe
about? Oh, the musical?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a stage manager of Company. I'm not going away. We're not going on tour as far as I know.
But it will certainly be taking up the majority of your time.
Yeah, oh yeah, it'll be my biggest extracurricular activity.
Derek, what is your role in this production?
I don't have a role in the production.
Derek, you need to get a role.
Oh.
I can pull some strings. I'm the stage manager.
Okay, yeah. I'll do it. I'll be in the show.
You have to.
Okay.
Crashly's future depends on it.
Well, then I'm gonna.
So meanwhile...
Oh, Layla, also, can Crashly live with you?
Oh, yeah, can I live with you?
And she's like, I live under the open sky on a path that goes around the world.
Wow.
That sounds like a no, because I need I really prefer to have two sinks, like a double sink in the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't have
I want
those.
My own sink.
Okay, come live at Aunt Diane's house.
Okay.
That seems like it doesn't concern me at all. And she turns and she turns back and she's like, also, Derek, you'll be needing this. And she hands you a cell phone. What kind of cell phone does she
hand you? Wow. I think it's one that hasn't been released yet.
Oh.
I think it's the first generation iPhone.
Oh. Wow. Wow. I was going to say it was a track phone. So
Shamanda's like
huge...
sold her soul for that.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, Shamanda's going to be freaking jealous.
Yeah.
Damn.
I just imagine that there's another lady in another condo who's like, you guys, there's always some weird shit happening. You're being so loud. Close the door.
Yep.
Some of us are watching our stories.
Like, sorry, ma'am. And she's like, I love humans. I'm so glad they're still around.
They're so funny.
They're so funny. Have you tried peeing yet?
I'm not great at it.
Oh, same. It's incredible, though.
It feels okay.
It's the closest to true contemplation and meditation that I've experienced in this form.
Yeah.
It's true bliss.
Oh, also, I have something I need you to take care of.
Hmm?
And I hand her the hodag.
Why?
Oh.
Oh.
It'd probably be safer with you.
Nature.
Isn't, and she's like holding it and she's like, isn't this the species that lives in a stream about an hour from here and that's where its habitat is?
Yeah.
I'll just return it
well,
to that stream then.
It's not
no,
safe
you
there.
Can't do that because of the bondal grab.
She just turns and starts running.
Okay, bye, Layla.
Also, I'm not a human either.
Does she have the hodag?
Oh, yeah, she has the hodag.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I'm incoherent.
She knows.
I know, but recognize me.
She did. You re-listened to the end of season one. She was all about it.
I forgot.
And I take Crashly to Aunt Diane's house.
Oh, great. Aww. Well, actually, you guys need to make your way to
school.
Oh,
we got to go to school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I got to get into this production.
Yeah, you got to get into this
production. Yeah. It's like 8:30.
We have a problem, though, because if I sing in front of a human, they kind of fall into a trance.
Ooh. Mm,
oh, that's
that
no problem.
Could work in our favor, though.
We cut over to the dojo. This is the morning meeting before anything else. And the morning meeting of the Council of the Dolls. Astrid and Adriana are there talking everything. And Marcus Vermes is also at the table, which is fucking galling because it is the Council of the Dolls for this, like, everybody welcome, but this is a girl-centered organization, and somehow Marcus Vermes, this middle-aged white guy, is just sitting at the table, arms crossed, kind of bored with everything, and mainly staring daggers at Shamanda the whole time. And so they're going through, it's a lot of like basic stuff, and then Astrid kind of, what do you guys call, like, is the council, so let me check on this, the council kind of handles all of the organization stuff, like organizational decisions, is that right?
The Council of the Dolls is like the inner circle of the, like, because not everybody knows about all of the
monster hunting and everything. Okay, so the council mainly handles the monster hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So doubly a little weird of like, why is the Chamber of Commerce involved with that? And you've discovered through a few of these meetings that like the Chamber of Commerce in Mystery County has always been a monster hunting organization on top of it, which is why to them it made sense to share resources and stuff. But so Marcus Vermes controls his own monster hunters and things like that. So the Council of the Dolls is kind of talking about, you know, Bigfoot sightings, reports about goonches, all of the different cryptid stuff, just like kind of giving lore. And, you know, Astrid is like finishing up and like, so disappearances are at an all-time low here in Mystery County. Great work, gals. And just like gives a thumbs up around. There's like a light smattering of applause. And Adriana steps up and is like, we do have a report coming in from national sources of something unusual that seems to be headed this way, and hands out like the documentation on it. We've gotten word.
Wow.
It's a prop. It's a radio play.
Here you go.
And there's, you see, it's a map of the US, and there's like a series of X's, and it is a straight line. And it is, each X represents a body that's been found. Each body has had one single word carved on its chest. There's no discernible pattern between these bodies. The word on the chest is the word TAM. But as you can see on this, it starts somewhere in the Seattle metropolitan area. And this straight line will intersect directly with Haverford. So it's something for us to all to be on our toes about. Shamanda, TAM is a very familiar word to you. This is a deep pull.
Come on, you know it.
Come on,
Shemanda. You tell us.
What it is.
Yeah, tell Tyler what it is.
You got it. You know it.
The first word obviously begins with T.
Yep.
So Shemanda, Tam. I mean, maybe it's something else because you're from the Seattle area, correct?
Yeah.
Tam, maybe it's a coincidence, but Tam is also the name of the fairy who introduced you to the supernatural world, who worked in the box office with you.
Oh. Wait, what?
Tam. Oh, yes. When I worked at the Tacoma Actors Guild.
Yes. When you worked at they worked with you at the Tacoma's Actors.
Yeah. When I used to work in the box office there. Yes.
Or something. Yeah. But they were your fellow employee for a while. So it seems like somebody coming from Seattle, seeing the word Tam and stuff, it's like, I mean, maybe it's a coincidence. It seems unlikely.
Okay. So knowing that I'm about to be in the hot seat, I'm going to think about this new move.
Well, also, you don't, nobody knows that connection.
Oh, I
because also remember, like, so Tam was specifically, and let me back up to do this. Tam introduced you to the supernatural by introducing you into Marfa the Farmer's Market Bandits.
Yes.
Orbit, who did have dealings with that. But you erased that history with the timeline. Like, you don't have any crooked connections now. You've been like a clean kid your whole life. So nobody knows that you would have known this, like, gray agent sort of black market supernatural entity or anything like that. So you are completely fine. You just know, you probably know who it is.
Okay.
But if you have a move you want to use.
Well, I looked into a new move called Berserk from the Wronged playbook because I was just blindsided, and I think I want to kind of, it's like I can't take any ongoing damage, but I think I want to use it to not take any emotional damage. Like, I can, like, put up a wall to myself before I go into, like, a hotbedded meeting where I feel like I'm going to get piled on.
Especially with your empathy being, like, constantly open. Yeah. Yeah. So you're able to do that. That obviously has cost because Berserk, I think, works until the end and then it's, like, all cumulative or something like that.
I'd have to look at it again, but I believe you're saying
so
the correct thing.
I'll look into it also, but, like, I love that idea. Yeah. So you kind of just go into lockdown mode, just like you just emotionally shut down and kind of are just like white knuckling through. Dragline, you see Shemanda just kind of disassociate a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the word Tam is seen on the page and mentioned, and then Adriana continues. So obviously we want our best hunter on this, Shemanda. We decided, you know, it seems like the Hodag thing was a bust, but you did show that you're willing to pound the pavement and follow the mission of the dolls. So we're going to task you with keeping an eye out for it. And I guess, Draglin, you're still invited to work with her again, unless you would prefer to be reassigned.
No. And I'm fanning Shemanda. And I'm like, we're actually a pretty good team. And as I go to put down the papers, I like pretend to rustle them up and give Astrid just a tiny paper cut.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just like smug.
And Astrid's like, ow. And Adriana's like, looks and is like, we worry about your well-roundedness going forward.
Dragline is fine in my company.
Okay. Well,
I want you to look me in the eye and believe what I say.
She doesn't. Well, actually, you know what? This is a great time for the start of your thing to see you're in good standing. This is the beginning of a mystery. Roll plus charm.
Yeah, 7.
Okay. Woo-hoo. So you get a mission associated with the mystery, and if you do it, you'll get some info or help too, and you'll raise in the standings of
Actually, I burn a luck to make that 12.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've never burned a luck before.
Ooh.
Burn your luck.
But I have a little bit of consequence.
Yeah, your consequence is something goes wrong for your sect, an ill-advised project, or a disastrous operation. This works perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So you burn a luck. With this, when you get a 10 plus, they provide you some useful information or help in the field. Adriana turns. She does look you in the eye and she says, I do trust that you will take care of the people of the dojo. You are very good at what you do, but you are also scary and you have abilities and we don't understand you.
You're afraid of me.
Yes, I am. I am afraid of you. And she looks around.
There are plenty of classes that you can take to combat your fear.
I just think I might be warranted to be afraid of you.
Wow.
But that doesn't mean, look, I'll be the first to say that's between you and me, and that is not about the dojo. And what you've created here is something that you will always have my respect for, and you will always... We are not enemies, and I am sorry.
I cut my eyes over to Burmese.
And she says, but we have a mission that you gave us, which is to keep this county and this town and the girls of this town safe, and we need to use all of the resources that we have, okay? Which means you have all of our resources and you have all of our support. If you need anything, we will do it. I understand that I have made choices recently that have made that difficult. So you're getting like full backing from the dojo on this mission. Great.
I do not want to see a Tom's Nets banner anywhere in this dojo. No corporate sponsorship.
And she says, okay, no banners. And Marcus then says, because again, so when you burn luck, something goes wrong for your sect in terms of an ill-advised project or a disastrous operation. And Marcus says, but as a fellow collaborator, I think we would be remiss if we didn't have one of our own involved. So I look forward to seeing Miss Felt take on this operation, but I am going to insist on one of my own agents being involved. Tom?
Yeah?
You'll be helping Miss Felt with this TAM operation.
Sure, sure. Does anybody have a plunger?
Oh my God.
He ruined the toilet.
So, Shamanda, your mission
partner. With our efficient low-flow toilet.
Oh, God.
Yeah. How did you do that? Those were just installed Dragline. We still have the contract. The warranty's got to be.
And Dragline is like already getting the plunge out. She's like, I'll get the
warranty. And Darla's like, I've got a poop knife in my purse if you need it.
Darla.
Darla.
Yeah, somebody she's else just in Darla. The doll. Oh.
Y'all know Darla. Oh, so y'all don't know Darla? I'm
so sorry, Darla. I didn't see you there.
Darla.
Darla, no, your chair is so low.
Darla's been in every scene of every episode, and she just now spoke up.
Shamanda, so here is how things stand. You are in good standing with your sect. You have the full support of your sect.
Right on.
Your partner for this mission is Tom Nuts.
Wow.
Tom Nuts is your partner for
this. Of Tom Nuts.
Tom,
we don't have to put a banner up, but we do have to say Tom Nets every time we talk about my name.
All right, Tom Nets. I've been in your store.
That guy's got toilet paper stuck to his shoe.
That's not toilet paper. And it's newspaper.
And Marcus says, in order to aid with this, to give cover for you to work together, we've made some arrangements to ensure that Tom is going to be an assistant director of the musical, just so you have an easier way to touch base over the next few weeks. Tom actually had a bit of an amateur career in performance.
Yes, I did.
Get out of town. Any productions I may have recognized?
Yeah. Have you ever seen Les Miserables?
Yeah, it's probably one of the most well-known musicals of all time.
When I was a kid, I played Javert Jr.
What?
Yeah, didn't no lines, but I did everything he did, but quietly.
So we cut then to...
What the fuck?
It's the end of the day. It's the first rehearsal for the musical. Derek.
Yeah.
What position did you get in the musical?
Who's like the third build cast person?
That would be Harry.
Okay. I have somehow... No one's really talking about it, but the kid who was playing Harry has been replaced with Derek Flavor.
Great. Harry's character description, just so you know, is friendly and affable, but has problems with drinking.
What? Oh, Derek to a T. Okay.
Yeah.
So the teacher, Miss Stapleton, the drama teacher, comes in and says, all right, we have an exciting and unusual production of Company planned with our star, of course, Dragline. Let's...
Thank you.
This is my assistant director because of our corporate sponsors.
Yes, everyone's going to get a free net.
And I am...
Hey, there's newspaper stuck to that guy's shoe.
Not newspaper, it's wax paper.
And she says, I am very interested to see how this rehearsal process goes. Thank you all for being here. And we'll cut to, meanwhile, while this is all happening... At the edge of town, there is a diner. A waitress is bending over. There is a man in like a trucker outfit there getting the check. And she's like, okay, will there be anything else? And his eyes dart out the window, sees like a blur of something coming at the window. And he says, Yes, actually, there will be, as it shatters through the window and his chest explodes with gore. She screams and then stops screaming and then smirks. And she turns and is like, just in time, and walks out of the door, dropping her pad, walking into the dark.
Go ahead.
What?
Nope, nothing. I've got nothing.
No, what is your bit?
Go ahead. No, what is it?
Justin Tam.
Yes, Justin Tam.
Wow. What a great place to end.
And that's where we'll end our episode.
Beautiful.
Today.
Oh my God.
Justin Tam. I mean, that's the title of the episode.
Will Tam.
Justin Tam. Will Tam.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, tell your friends, reach out on social media at Mystery County, or even better, join our Discord where you can talk to us and other fans about episodes, lore, theories, and anything else that comes to mind. Until next time, watch out for that cast list.
Where's that wolf?
I really, when they're like, were you bringing someone in? I was like, it's going to be the coyote.
Oh my God, the coyote.
I mean, that coyote's gotta come back.
The history of role-playing games is weird and wild, and we here at System Mastery are determined to look through it all.
Every heartbreaker that drove a man to bankruptcy to see his vision of D&D with really specific armor maintenance rules come to fruition.
Every game where you get increasingly certain as you read it that this is all just one person's weird fetish.
Every system that painstakingly recreates how medieval life was really like, and then also you can cast Fireball.
The System Mastery podcast wallows in the filth of RPG history. Come!
Join us in the muck
at System Mastery.